and welcome to the MDS podcast, the official podcast of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society. I'm your host and deputy editor of the podcast, Sarah Schaefer from the Yale School of Medicine. And today we have a special episode for you where we're going to be celebrating the 40th anniversary of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society. Today we're going to be talking with two of our longstanding members from the European section, Marie Vidalier, who has been a member for 30 years. She is a professor of neurology at Sepetra Hospital in Paris, France. And Alberto Albanese, who's been a member for 39 years, who is a professor of neurology at Università Cattolica in Milan, Italy. Thank you for joining us, both of you.
Thank you.
All right. So let's see if we can think back to 30 and 39 years ago and joining the MDS for the first time. Why did you originally join? And what was the society like back then? Marie?
Well, I joined when I was a junior doctor. And it was almost one of my first meetings far away from France. I was thrilled by the idea of going to that particular meeting because I read the papers of the fathers of movement disorders, so Stanley Fan. Of course, I was working with him. And David Morsen, I spent some time in his place. So I was thrilled to see them and to meet the whole community and to learn things. I wanted to learn things. And it was really a great experience because people were very happy to share their knowledge. There was a lot of discussion. People were just fighting a little bit each other because they didn't have the same definition of things and they have not always the same ideas on the pathophysiology, which was part of the fun, by the way. So I loved it. And then I came every year afterwards.
And what about you, Alberto?
I was a fellow with the late David Marsden in London, and David was a source of energy. It was like putting the fingers into the power supply directly. He was so energetic that he charged me and all of us, of course. And there I became curious about everything, but particularly with dystonia. Dystonia was something that struck me from the very beginning. And then, of course, this became also my favorite topic. I used to say that dystonia is my hobby, whereas Parkinson's disease is my bread and butter. So that was the start of the story. Then I sent my junior colleague to Stan Fans. I went visit there. So I was shuttling between London and New York, and it was fantastic. Everything was new. So it was so much to learn, to do, and every day was something new, a new discussion, a new hypothesis. Very pioneering at that time, very much the atmosphere of the pioneers.
And how has the society changed over time? And I assume size is a big one there, but in what other ways? And how has it impacted your careers, Alberto?
The society has changed very much. I attended the first Congress in Munich, which was number two in the story of the MDS Congresses. And the society has changed again from the pioneering atmosphere into a more solid structure. Answers started to arrive. So the question changed from the very basic questions. They became more elaborated questions, more on the details. The fundamentals became clear gradually over time. So there was a mature phase. My definition could be that now is the post-mature phase, in the sense that it's very well mature stage of the field and of the society. It's very much different from those starting times.
What about you? What's your perspective, Marie?
That's a story of life that is coming from something like childhood and adolescence, with all the provocative energy and fighting and getting friends too. And now we are in a bigger room, so there are two important points. First of all, over the time, the creativity of society, some new things like video challenge, ground round, and plenty of things. Something which may be back to the past or to the juvenile time, was to have more controversies and basic science and things that could just attract the very young people. The one who are PhD students and they have doing some work on clinical practice, but are also invested in neuroscience and research. And that will be something more challenging. possibly for them, including live platform, like when we had the poster tour, when the senior doctors were just challenging the junior people. It was a little bit of a thrill, but it was also very interesting because you met people in person and it was more a personalized part. So I think that we have good and bad of getting old. The good things that you get experience, the bad things that you are less fierce and fighter, and we have to be back to fighting with each other with a friendly atmosphere and a scientific challenge.
Yeah, certainly it's important to keep having debates, right? And of course, the last day of the Congress is always those controversies and those debates on key issues in movement disorders. And I'm sure that popular session will continue. Keep us in fighting phase, right? As you say. What do you foresee for the future of the society and what keeps you coming back each year, Marie?
I think I haven't missed any of those. I went to all of them. And I think that it's always more difficult to have creativity. Maybe we could ask the younger people, the newcomers, what they want to have, because they have ideas. They are looking for something. They don't know what, but they may have an influence. On my part, I think that I would get back to the future, if I say, because I would like to go back to a little bit of in small groups, this kind of controversy, work in progress, challenge. I put that in my notes that I sent to the MDS as a suggestion. I don't know if people will select that suggestion, but I think it will be interesting to have this work in progress kind of things on small groups and on big form conferences.
Yeah, it's important to keep those one-on-one interactions and getting to know each other and having those face-to-face time as we grow, right? That those are the conflicting challenges of any growing organization.
Sure.
And Alberto, what's your take?
I think we shouldn't focus only on the main Congress, the yearly Congress. I think there are so many other initiatives that are of interest. Also more focused regional or local congresses and personal interactions. I think this is something that we shouldn't forget about because the Congress, as an Italian thinking to the good old times in the Middle Ages, is when people used to go to the market and with their products. So the Congress is like going to big market, which lasts for a few days, and then you have your products and there are other products and you interact with others. And that is the main Congress. Then there are a number of other interactions outside the main Congress, which are very much important and I think are the real strength of the society. So it's the diversity of interactions. I can remember the times when there was the first implants in DBS implants. I used to go to Grenoble and it was just everybody was looking around. And that was, of course, happening in a very specific place, but everybody knew each other. And the reason why it could happen is because we were part of a larger homogeneous set of relationships. So I think the society is not just the Congress. Is much beyond the Congress. And I think that is the spirit that has to be kept alive, in my personal opinion. The Congress is an epiphenomenon of a larger initiative that really is the real blood of all the story, in my personal opinion.
Absolutely. I totally agree. So let's close by having each of you just tell me about a favorite memory or a favorite Congress moment or a very inspiring person that you've gotten to know through the Movement Disorder Society. Alberto?
Okay, one memory, 2012, we were in Dublin. And the year before, in 2011, we had met with the panel for finalizing the classification of dystonia, which was new and was published 1 year later in 2013. But we were stuck. I thought originally that putting together so many clever people, very knowledgeable, could be a solution. But having so many clever and knowledgeable people created a stalemate because they were very opinionated. Everybody had different opinions. And so what happened is that we were stuck in 2011. So in 2012, we went to Dublin. And in Dublin, speaking with colleagues, the idea came, okay, you have one group that doesn't really work because they're all stuck and not able to make any consensus, let's make two groups, one against each other. The idea of having a duetto, not of people, but of groups, created this swing between different opinions and different positionings. And so eventually we ended up with finding a consensus because each group was criticizing the other group. And so they ended up finding a way to agree all together. And that happened after Dublin. Soon after Dublin, the day after the Congress, we met all together. And so the message was, okay, each group can criticize the work of the other group. And that was the key for finding the consensus. We published it in 2013. It was a revolution because of the two axes. So the idea came about having axis one and axis two, which you can see also as a reflection of the two groups. So two groups were fighting and two axes came out somehow, which was phenomenology axis one and ecology axis two. So that was very interesting. And that was really possible because of the environment made it possible.
That really goes back to what Marie was saying about how healthy debate and energy is thrilling and fun, but also productive. And yeah, one of the things that the society really fosters. Marie, what about what your favorite moments?
I think I would say moments when you can have the two signatures of the MDS all together, which is challenge and friendship forever. So the two goes together, by the way. And that's what is thrilling, because you go to that every time, because you want to find again this thrill of challenge and friendship forever and balance that you create for life. So I will tell a personal story. It was the first time when I was a part of the ground round, and I asked to examine a patient who had a very rare disease. It was very emotional to see this patient because he almost died of his disease. And also he stand on the stage and said, I was a volunteer for this ground round, because if anybody in this room, which was packed, probably more than 3,000 people, if anybody in this room will see one day or the other somebody who has symptoms like mine, he will know about his disease and they will cure him because he almost died of his disease. So that was the first sentence, and that's a very, very emotional. The second thing which was emotional was my emotion, because I tried my best to find the diagnosis, and all of a sudden he has a jump, and I say, God, that's something which is related to a very rare disease, which has immunology and was the antibodies. It was startled. And I started in Davis Morton group when I was in London. So it was the first connection. And the second connection, at that particular moment, the lady who was presenting this story said, only one person made the diagnosis of this patient. And it was the head of the Canada. It was Tony Lang. It was the only person who made the diagnosis and said, oh God. And Tony Lang was sitting just in front of me. Say, okay, I have to make it. So I just started. And I say, okay, I got the diagnosis. And it was the same. It was the right diagnosis. That was the emotion. And because I admired him so much that I didn't want to deceive him. But also it was a stress on me, because I didn't want to also be a disappointment for the people who hired me to do this ground round. So you do people not for yourself, not for your own glory, so to speak. We never look for that. You do that because you want to do that for patients, you want to do that for your friends, and you have to do that to keep up to the friendship that you get with people, to keep with the connection that you have with people, and to thank them for what they are.
I'm sure that many friendships have formed with grand rounds, examiners or video rounds, panelists who are in the trenches together, just trying to do their best in front of an audience of many thousands of people. So
Nobody should have cardiac disease and get on the stage.
It's a lot of stress.
I can imagine. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your stories with us and what keeps bringing you back to the MDS. And we'll see you in Seoul, South Korea.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us. And you did it beautifully. Thank you so much.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the International Parkinson and Movement Disorder Society or their affiliated journals, Movement Disorders, and Movement Disorders Clinical Practice. Any disclosures of the participants can be found within the episode description located on the MDS website.